I got to sit up in a wheelchair, and the leg felt all right in spite of the cast. It felt good. I hoped it wasn't. I could make it with a limp. I just didn't want to go back to the boonies anymore. We got a call from Lieutenant Gearhart on the ham radio network. He told us the other guys in the squad were all right. It was nice of him to call us, but it wasn't true. Monica wasn't all right. Monica was like me and Pee-wee. We had tasted what it was like being dead. We had rolled it around in our mouths and swallowed it, and now the stink from it was coming from us. We weren't all right. We would have to learn to be alive again. He also told us that Captain Stewart had been promoted. It was 2 weeks before they took the cast off. The doctor looked at the x-rays and then at the wound.
How do you feel?
Okay, I heard myself saying. He examined the chart again, then went to the foot of the bed.
You're Richard Perry, right?
Yes, sir.
What was your stateside station?
Fort Devens.
Why were you in combat? He said. You've got a medical profile. Did you volunteer?
A butterfly, maybe a moth, had gotten into the room. It flittered about the ceiling, then landed on the foot of the bed opposite me.
No, sir. They said the profile from Devens hadn't arrived.
He looked at the record again.
It was here since, the 8th of March. I guess it was late. You're going to be sent home. This is your second Purple Heart, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
I hope it's your last, Corporal.
Pee-wee had another operation on his stomach for something called adhesions, but he was still scheduled to leave with me. We kept up with the war in Stars and Stripes, but it seemed different in the papers. In the papers, there didn't seem to be any cost. A hill was taken or a hamlet, and the only body counts that were given were the Kongs. Once in a while, there would be mention of our own killed, but the numbers didn't seem to even match the numbers I saw in the hospital unit. President Johnson was saying that the United States was willing to stop its bombing if the North Vietnamese were ready to begin serious talks. We looked for word of our own guys, of the squad, but it was as if we weren't even there. The papers mentioned something about the 3rd NVA, a crack Kong regiment, being pushed out of the Nui Lok Son Basin, but it was only that, a mention.